Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter of maintaining family ties and being good to one's parents. The hadith we did yesterday, and Abi Sufyan Sakhr ibn Harb radiallahu anhu fi hadithi al-tawil fi qissati Hiraqla. That hadith, which is a long hadith, it comes in many of our kitabs, in the Sahih Sitta, in Bukhari Sharif, etc., of the incident wherein the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was written to Hiraqal, and he summoned to see who were the Muslims that are present, and they were a group of traders with Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan at that time, radiallahu anhu, was not a Sahabi. So he was summoned, and when he came, then he was made to sit right in front of Hiraqal. Hercules sit in front of him, and the group of traders were made to sit behind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously these people, these traders, they have seen the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah. They knew what his message was in the initial days, so they saw everything about him. So he wanted to find out more. So he was asking questions. To find out more, he was asking questions to find out from these people. And he asked very, very pertinent questions. So this hadith is mentioning, the one we did yesterday, some of the questions that were asked, Hiraqal asked, or Hercules asked to Abu Sufyan. أن هرقل قال لأبي سفيان فماذا يأمركم به. So he asked Abu Sufyan that what is this person, what is this man commanding you towards? Now imagine, he was a non-Muslim at that time. He was the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those non-Muslims, they didn't like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But despite not liking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and despite having that hatred and dislike, but this was the things that he had to say about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that hadith, that long hadith, it is mentioned that he says that I dislike being called a liar, so therefore I was afraid to even speak a lie. So even the non-Muslims of that time were afraid. A Muslim openly speaks lies and thinks nothing of it. Can you imagine? They'll be speaking about his enemy, a non-Muslim, but yet he said that I dislike being regarded as a liar, therefore I was very careful what I said. So anyway, the first question was asked, or the question that was asked for him is, what does he command you towards? يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. What does Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام command you towards? قال قلت يقول أعبد الله وحده ولا تشركوا به شيئا. He commands us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and that we should not ascribe any partner towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وتركوا ما يقول آباؤكم. And then رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم commands us to leave out those things that our forefathers were doing. Obviously they were involved in idol worship, in disbelief, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to leave out those things that our forefathers were doing. وَيَأْمُرُنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ. Then he would command us towards performing salah. وَالصِّدْقِ. And being very, very honest. وَالْعَفَافِ. And he would command us to be very chaste, be very particular not to get involved in any illicit or haram activities. وَالصِّلَةِ. And this is the part that ties up with this chapter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands us to maintain family ties. So can you see, all these things were spoken about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the non-Muslims that dislike him, they couldn't find anything bad to say about him. Yeah, in the court of the king of Hercules, Abu Sufyan was being asked at that time, and then he said all these things, but all were good things about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the ayat of the Quran is saying, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That a messenger has come from amongst you. From amongst the Arabs, the messenger had come. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. Those things that distress you, those things make him anxious. Harisun alaikum bil mu'minin raufur rahim. He is desirous, and he is desirous of your well-being. And bil mu'minin raufur rahim. He is very courteous, very kind, very compassionate upon you. So this was the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to this non-Muslim, he came to the Quraysh of Makkah at that time, and this was his akhlaq he demonstrated, and this is what he would command towards them. Today's hadith, and Nabi Dharrin radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innakum sataftahuna ardan yudhkaru fiha al-qirat. Rasulullah, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will conquer a land, the currency of that land will be called qirat. Wa fi riwayatin sataftahuna misra wa hiya ardun yusamma fiha al-qirat. In another riwayat it is mentioned that you will conquer, telling Sahaba that you will conquer the land of Egypt, and the currency therein will be called qirat. فَاسْتَوْسُوا بِأَهْلِهَا خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ ذِمَّةً وَرَحِمًا. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised them that I'm imploring you, I'm advising you that be very good to the people of Egypt. Be very good to these people. You're going to conquer their land. Imagine Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying you're going to conquer that land, but be good to them. And the reason he gives is because we have a covenant with them and we've got family ties with them. Now what is the family ties that we have with the people of Egypt? Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, his mother Hajar was from the land of Egypt. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, later on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was gifted Maria Qibtiyya, was also from the land of Egypt. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had a child from her by the name of Ibrahim. He had passed away in infancy, a young child. But imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam now is remembering the ties of kinship of his forefathers, how far back, imagine how many generations back, going right up to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Remembering that, he's telling Sahaba that remember that be very good to these people because you've got family ties there. Sometimes we just forget one generation, two generations. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is telling them that be very good, you've got family ties going back thousands of years. So how careful we have to be about looking after our family ties. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَإِذَا اقْتَحَمُوهَا فَأَحْسِنُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. In another revised, the words a little different, that when you conquer this land, then be very good to its people. فَإِلَّهُمْ ذِمَّةً وَرَحِمًا. Because verily, in that land, we have a covenant with them, and we have family ties. وَقَالَ ذِمَّةً وَصِحْرًا. Or he said, we have a covenant, and we have a lineage of family with them. قال العلماء الرحيم التي لهم كون هاجر أم إسماعيل منهم. We explain this part, that which is the family, this is the family of the mother of Ismail عليه السلام, هاجر, والصهر كون ماريا أم إبراهيم ابن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سير actually means in-laws. In our loose term, سير means in-laws. So here Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling them that we've got in-laws family, meaning the family of Hazrat Maria Qibtiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha, that her family is there also. So be very careful. Today's time we find that sometimes the close families get neglected, or the close families, the family ties are not maintained. And very often you hear the complaint of the in-laws not being maintained. Hear that despite her coming from so far, being given as a gift, as a slave girl to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is remembering that even her family is there. So because of this, be good to her family also. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Sometimes we forget the in-laws' families. So all this in the hadith, we are taught everything in detail. That be good to your family, be good to your relatives, be good to your parents. And this hadith is showing us that to such an extent that even the family of your in-laws, of your wife's family, be very, very good to them also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.